that at that point, and the machlekes between the Shach and the Mashal, so there is a machlekes between the Ro and the Rashbo. The Ro agrees with the Mashal that wherever Adoch is required, so Kinuach is just as good. But the Rashbo is chilek, and the Rashbo agrees with the Shach. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, for next time, there is nothing, no chidushim in the Shachs, but we'll go over it very briefly on Monday. But then, Simen Yud Aleph and Simen Yud Veis, very small simonim, we're not going over the Taz and the Shach inside and Simen Yud Aleph and Veis, but I would like to go over on Monday of Simen Yud Gimel. Simen Yud Gimel, so we have to go over with the Taz and the Shach, but you'll have to look up the Gemara in order to understand Simen Yud Gimel. So you'll have to look up the Gemara, the Mishneh, the Gemara, Dafayin Daled, Dafayin Hei, about Ben Pakui. Otherwise, it'll be impossible to go over that Simen Yud Tur and Mechab. In Shach, Simen Yud, Sif Yud Zayin. Sakin Shoshokh betray for so dish red bay at the Hen Bitsay. Or you can Hen Bidova Koshi. Now, in Sif, the Tamtis of Sif design, it's a very important Sif. So, in other words, the Shach is Chelik and the Mashach. The Shach says that Sakin Shoshokh at Bekshero. So, it's Mutalachta Bitsay now, the Adoche. So, only Adoch. Only Adoche. But Kinuach. Biblicity pasoye is not good enough. In other words, if you use the sakin in shechting, and then you want to cut with that sakin, a cold thing, let's say a cold apple, or a cold piece of meat. So you have to rinse it well in cold water, but you can't just wipe it with a rag and then use it on a cold piece of meat. That you cannot do. So, too, the Gemara says, v'ike biblicity pasoye, ligabe, Ligabe sakin sheshochad betreifo. So al hilches aflib tzeinen v'iket blisid it parsoye. So that is ishapadome. So that's only ligabe. Now so the Shach says in Sifte Zayin al de adoche nirem likos ve'atur amchaba namhoche or yikanchenu bidavokoshi kid v'somuch siv gimul that's in regard to sakin sheshochad betreifo. So that's the Gemara Mefereshes, V'yikim Blisa D'Parsoi, Ishabadome. Al Mesvir Li Davke Hosom Hudim Hane, Kinuach. Kim D'yike Name Taime, D'Tride Simonim Lifli Dam, Masheim Kei Hoche. But the question is, Tride Simonim Lifli Dam is only Shayach Ligabe the Bli of Dam. So since it's Tride Simonim Lifli Dam, so Mimele, he cannot... It cannot be Beleya. And that's the reason as to why Sakin Sheshochad Bekshero, so you can use the same Sakin in Shechting another Ksheiro. And you don't have to do anything. Even with all the blood dripping from the Sakin, you are allowed to use it. Why? Because I did the Trida Lifli Dam. But we don't apply it to the case of Sakin Sheshochad Bekshero. Because Hilchas Afilu Bitzeinen, so you have to do something. And over there the Gemara says, V'ike blisa de pasoye shapadom. So apparently this whole svore of either the trida livli dam is only shayach ligabi dam, but it's not shayach ligabi shamunis of treifo. And still the Gemara says that ligabi shamunis of treifo. Ligabi shamunis of treifo, he can blisa de pasoye shapadome, and the mechaber says, v'neyagi sa'achika, o yikanchenu bidova koshe. So he says, kibni kename taime di tride simonim lifli dam, mashen kinoche. So in other words, that means, ligabe shamunis of treifo, we don't apply this svore of either di tride lifli dam. We don't apply. But, to a certain extent, the fact that the simonim are told lifli dam, so has significance. In other words, What's the difference between rinsing it well, rinsing something that has grease, rinsing it well in cold water, rinsing it well in cold water, let's say, if you just don't give a superficial rinsing, but you rub it, shifshuf also, and kinuach. So the, you see, when you are madiach well, if you make a good hadoche and the sacking, so then you not only remove the moist grease, but even the hardened grease that attaches firmly to the surface of the kele, you also remove. But when you use a rag, then you can only get rid of the moist grease, the readily removable grease. But grease that is dried up, you will not be able. You'll not be able to rub it off. But if you make a good adoche, not a superficial adoche, but if you make a good adoche, then you can rub off. You can rub off even the dried grease. You see, there are three levels. One is just moist grease. I mean, you don't even have to do any shifshuf. You don't have to rub. Just by putting it under the faucet, so it is removed. It is washed off. But then you have dried grease that is attached firmly, that it wouldn't, by just putting it under the water, so it will not be removed. But you have to rub it. It requires shifshuf as well. And then you have grease that is mamesh impregnated into the surface of the kele. So there, even if you make a doche and shifshuf, you will not knock it off completely. But there you are required to make nitze bikalka kosher. Nitze bikalka kosher. So there are three levels. Now, so kinuach is a good substitute for hadoche if we are only interested in removing moist grease or readily removable grease. But kinuach will not rub off dried grease that is firmly attached. Hadoche combined with shifshuf will do it. So this is what he says. So true, in regard to the bli of dam, so then we say, I did it the simonim lifle dam, so then it wouldn't be bal at all. But in regard to shamnunes of treifo, so we do not say that on account of I did it the simonim lifle dam, it will not be beleya shamnunes treifo altogether. But he says, al mesvir leidi davke hosom udim hanekin nilach. So, in other words, because over there, so it is enough by sakin shel treifo. So, since the simonim are told lifli dam, so mele it will not knock off the dried grease, the dried shamunis, that it will not knock. It will not knock off. Even with the chimbis ashrite, it will not knock off. So why do it, is it necessary to be matiach? Why is it necessary to be matiach? So it is necessary to be matiach because of the moist grease. The moist grease. So as far as the moist, easily removable grease is concerned, of the shamunis of treifo, so kinuach will do the job. Mashein kein, but kinuach will not knock off the dry grease, the dry shamunis that firmly adheres to the sakin. We're not worried about that, because since the beis hashchite is trida lifle dam, so mele it will not knock off the contact. The contact with the dry grease will not knock off the dried grease that is firmly attached to the sake. But we are only concerned with the moist and easily removable shamnunes of treifo. So that, so please, the pasoye can do the job. Mashe'inkei, a sakin she shochat play, even kshayon, but it has not only moizdam, it has dvaidam that is firmly attached to the sakin. So if you'll use it, and say that even on something cold, so the rubbing, the friction, and the rubbing, the contact with the Dovah Tzeinen will rub off some of the dried dam. So that's why it is necessary to make a good adoche and not just kinuach. That's the pshat in the shach. Right. Now, sif yizai, achi yidachenu b'tzeinen, hatam dishamnunes atreifo, nidvag b'deifnei hasaki, v'nivla b'beis hashchide, de'afel gav d'tride simonim, lifli dam, mikol mokim b'li hashamnunes. Mikol mokim b'li hashamnunes. But it will not, b'li hashamnunes it will, but rub off dried shamnunes that is firmly attached to sakin that night. Kein kosva poskim. I mean, I wouldn't say it, but the shach says it. Kein kosva poskim. V'chei mechalkino likam en simenai. V'daf kehoche sage v'adoche. V'loi li'il b'sakin shol kichovi. Mishum dehosam ha'sakin kvorosa. V'abosa rach livleya. Aval hoche koshe hu ha'sakin livleya. El al diriticha. That's a kodnik rashi slom this. Not rashbos. V'loi al dirichim b'ish ha'shchite. V'in kano shamnune shol ha'sakin. L'kach sage v'adoche. Rashi. U'poskim. U'la rashbo. So chimbis hashchite can be mavliya even in something hard, but it cannot be mavli. Rashbod is really a sakim b'li ektsasal b'chimbis hashchite. V'agav dir dikzakine seive yadim. Mikol mokin nivla b'chimbis hashchite. V'duch kini sakine el b'teach mamesh kini kosa b'chidushov u'v'tiras abayis. V'noyagin ato likanche yofe b'isir abeimo b'in kol shchite u'shchite. Mishum d'chashinon shemo timtzotreiv. Because of Abach, because if we didn't have that Choshe, he wouldn't have to be Mekaneach altogether. Because the Aloche is that he doesn't even have to be Madiach and he doesn't have to be Mekanach. Nothing Sakin Sheshoche B'Sheho. Afal Pish, with all the damn dripping from the Sakin, so Mutalisho Panacheres. But we anticipate the possibility that one of the behemoths will be a Treifo, so Mimele, because of that, the minigis likanche yofe b'sir rabim v'shchashino shematim tzitayim because of Abach v'davke v'behemo avol b'yifes lo yishriche treifes in ha-minig likaneyach om nom mishum yisariv nachai yish lahazir ha-shochtim likaneyach that's the Bach that's discussed v'afilo b'yifes v'lo imahane kinuar b'neitzis o'yifes elo צורר דווקא דובר קושי, כי איך תיחס בגד, בורו, ידוחה וציינים כל שחידה ושחידה. עד כאן דבור. So, I mean, that's the Bach, that the Taz mentioned, the Taz is חיליק on the Bach. והי וראי, ימי נקפור, בשעס למדו מחמין, דת הירה, בברלנדו מחמין, דת הירה, נעמי בורה, איבא מנחי. So, the Shach is also saying, ויש לי תרס חיוסי. וכי פוסק הגוי סושכה, מריח ומשל, פרק המדחום, וליבו ידחה כלל, אפילו בציינים, מסקין, ששוחד, בוקשר. So, in other words, the Shach agrees with the Taz, but where is the Taz elaborated in the discussion? Why is Chelik on the Bach and the Lako is Agude? But the Shach doesn't elaborate, but he agrees with the Taz that we don't have to use Kinuach Bidova Koshe or Adoch Bitzenim called Shrita Bishrit. ויש את ראי וסוחים פה את הגוי סושרי, ומאשל פרק עמד לחום, ליבו ידוחי כלל, אף ומציינים מסך נשוח ברק שירו. וכן פה סגר עזב ורשבו, בחידוש אוף דף יוד, ועמוד חי, והגודה, וכן משמע להדיה, זה הגוי יש הגודה, וכן זה תאז מיינשנס, וכן משמע להדיה בו אשרי ורי, וכן הוא דאז אטום על חבא. All right, והגוי סמיים. All right, so he agrees with the Taz and the shite of the Bach, is a shittes yochit. Now, vim shochat bei, below yadoche, so in other words, sakin shochat betreife, so he has to be madiach, in other words, the mechaba paskins like the Rambam, like Rabbi Vachone, because most rishenim paskin like Rav, but mechaba paskins like Rabbi Vachone, so he has to make adoche, but suppose he was sheichet without adoche, so the Torah says, Yadia b'Zashrit, Mechaba also passes. wie ich aber doch kein Kosov kam kein Atur, wie das nur Marschall, schon war Bar, den ich hatte gleich sagen, sag gleich sagen, bei Doche, mich in Koschul Ivleia, el der Ritiche, mich in Lipolit, mich komme, mich in Lidiche, bola bin ich bis an Schritte, mich am Munez, schon alle Ben, wie zu euch Klippe, Ligora, mich sagen, ich soll mich hoffen, ich will mich in Pirscher Asche, ich will mich in Sivara Trumo, ich will Kosov Arashbo, ich will Ravon, ich will mich in Lehet Iberan, ich will mich in Lehet Iberan, ich will mich in Lehet Iberan, ich will So, I mean, all the other Rishenim achili kan the Torah, but the Mechaber paskens like the Torah. Ja, die Arbe is a Schritte. Eile Akshis, ho bilaboche zolach adoche kidem liche. Mishim dam? Why do they say, ja, die Arbe is a Schritte, because he was sheichet without being Madir the Saki. The implication being that if not for this fact, he wouldn't even have to be Madiach, the Beheime. But he has to be Madiach Beheime, because he cannot be Melechet. Unless he is madiachet, mishdamuch da kamo lishtem samachtes va'afil litzli kamelon di boyadochi. What do they say? Suppose he doesn't want to cook it in the pot. He wants to boil it. But even if he wants to boil it, he still has to be madiach the piece of basar that you boil in order to wash off the dam that is behind. Va'afil litzli kamelon di boyadochi. Mishdik zara afsim na inzayin. So why does he say here yadia b'sashvi? So, what you are as Bovaran, Pericam Lehun, Bishop Ramiene, Dim Shum Dam Bishifshu, Dim Shum Dam. So, Bishifshu Balma Vesaki, it's a mindbully Maradam. I will hash the Mishum Shamun Shalitzer, Beinon, Shifshu Godel, be your dying hate. Kidei Sheyosia Menu Shum Nasadi, Hasakin Shenidwag Bay, Bay Metadas, Atkal Shane, Hinkos Vakol Bay. Litei meod because of Atom Haber, also Tlish Vashir Tzimtir. We name the Isher, the Gladoche, the Erechan Rachakim, the Stomach, the Dark Badoche, El Vada Yochabin on Davke Adoche Eitiv, the Lisagi Bistamadoche, the Hein Yish Lei Malikam on Simon Samadalet, the Osaname Kosvei, Horashbo, the Arava Magit, Varal Magit, the Tzorir Shift of Godel be your Dai Eitiv, Ulchinum Dohak, Atme Hadrishi. Now, I just finished saying before that there are two kinds of adoches. There is one adoche that has to be, that is combined with shifshuf berube. And when is that required? When it's necessary, not just to remove the superficial bein, but to remove the dried bein, the dried grease that is firmly attached. That is firmly attached. And then there is a superficial adoche. Wherever a superficial adoche is necessary, so kenuach is just as good. I mean, according to the shach, not according to the mashal. So the reason is why the Gemara says, v'yike, v'yislei blise de pasoye shapedome, because over there, on account of the fact of tride lifli dam, so mainly we're not worried about the dried chamunis that is firmly attached to the sakin shotreiv, because it will not rub off. With the chemis ashrite, it will not rub off. It can be belaya something that is minamuchom. So the chemis ashrite will be mavliya, but to rub off something that is very firmly attached to the surface of the sakin. So since the Beis HaShchite is told lifli dam, it will not rub off. So mele, we are not interested in removing the dry grease that is firmly attached to the surface zakin. We are only interested in removing the grease that is superficially attached to the zakin. And that can be done by kinuach as well. That's the shita of the Rashi. Of the shach, all right. It's a big chiddush, but that's the shita of the shach. Now the so that means that on account of the fact that the Beis HaShchite is told lifli dam, so it will not rub off. It will not rub off. So then the question arises. So mimele, we are not interested here. When Rabbi Bachone says Hilches Afilu Bitzeinen, he doesn't mean Bitzeinen combined with Shifshuf Mirube, but just Bitzeinen is superficial rinsing is enough. So how is it that in the case where he was not Madia de Saki, and he was already Sheikh de Beine. And so then, when he has to be Madiach, so the Torah says, Yadiach is a Shrite. So then he says that it's not just a superficial Adoche. Here, we require a very thorough Adoche. Adoche combined with Shif Shuf Merube. Monevshech, if Liflug, the Adoche, after he used the Saki, without rinsing it, should be analogous to the same kind of adoche that was required of him to make before he was able to use the sakin. But he acted like din. He was supposed to make adoche on the sakin before he used the sakin. He didn't make adoche. So we require him to make adoche on the chen beis ashrite. On the surface of the beis ashrite. On the surface of the beis ashrite. So just as the adoche that was required of him and the Sakin itself was not a thorough adoche combined with Shif Shuf Merube, but a superficial adoche. So the adoche that is required of him now, after he omitted rinsing the Sakin, should also be only a superficial adoche. But we see now, if he had been Madia the Sakin, so then it would have been enough for him to make a superficial adoche. Because the beis ashrite, and because an account of the Torah would lift it down, so it will not, so the contact with the beis ashrite will not be able to rub off the firmly attached shamun estreim. Mashenke, if he forgot, if he omitted to rinse the sakin altogether. So Mimele, with all the sakin, with all the shamunes that was on the surface of the sakin, was transferred. So that was superficially, all the shamunes that was superficially attached to the surface of the sakin was transferred to the beis ashrite on account of the fact that the beis ashrite is relatively soft. It's not like the surface of Isaki, which is relatively hard and sturdy. But the beis ashrite, the surface of the beis ashrite, is relatively soft. So mimele, even the moist, the heretofore moist shamunis of treife, once it is transferred to the surface of the beis ashrite, it becomes firmly attached because it sticks more readily and more firmly. Shamunis of Treifor sticks more firmly to a surface of a beis ashrite than it does to a surface of a sakin. So Mimele, if he had reminded himself of rinsing the sakin before he used the sakin, he only would have had to make a superficial adoche, that's all. A superficial adoche. But Mashein Kein, if he, in view of the fact that he forgot to make the superficial adoche and the sakin, so mimele all the shamunis that was superficially attached to the surface of the sakin was stuck to the surface of the beis ashrite, and on account of the chen beis ashrite, if he doesn't make a thorough adoche together with shif shuf merube, so then it'll be nivla, because shamunis of treifor sticks more readily and more firmly to the surface of the of a beis ashrite, which is relatively soft, than it does to the surface of the sakin, which is relatively sturdy. V'im rogil lishchet pirish mashalkin shishochat ha behemes v'nim tzokam behemes. I mean, the Taz mentioned the mashal's kashe v'nim tzokam behemes men treves v'dike lishur yishret v'yinitz v'chotzav habach da behemes hakshere shenimtze men huchshuru b'kinuyach shoros b'tay tzorach niitze v'im rogil lishchet b'treves todia tzorach niitze sapomim b'kar kakosh pirish v'shechet ha'akin l'chatchile v'chein kos b'dake meishe v'drishi v'avol gav de b'sakin shol kichobim liyur l'mehane niitze l'chatchile hayne mishum shibol atu v'al d'ch Right now, Simen Yudalev, that is expressive of the Mishneh and the small piece of Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel. Hashechet b'layla v'chein asume shishochat shosik sheil. So the Gemara says, "Ashir chedemet in lechatchil leiv reminim leiv amshich tim bein biyim v'laila bim reshakag bim shasvino." Amar apop b'shavuka kinegd. So if avuka kinegd, if you have a torch, in other words, if you have substantial light, so then even lechatchil. But if you don't have substantial light, so then lechatchil you're not allowed to shecht at night. But David, it's kosher even without substantial light. Leiv amshich tim bein biyim v'laila. B'amet v'am amurim kishavuka kinegd. אבל אם נעבו כנגד יוי ביין וימוקים אופל לא ישרית וימשוך עד שאתה עושה קשירו השיחית בשבס ועם הכיפורים אבל פי שיהיו לא יומזית בשבס מסחי ונפשי ולהיקה ועם הכיפורים so שחיתו עושה קשירו so the best Yosef is מדייק from that lotion the best Yosef is מדייק from that lotion which is the lotion of the Rambam that if Eve will be sheichid b'shabes, if he'll be sheichid b'shabes, b'shabes, b'meizit, or b'makipurim b'meizit, then shchitos will be asur. So of course, so in other words, that must have reference if it is done b'faresi, if it is done b'tzine, not. So the pshat in the Rambam in the Tur, hasheichid b'shabes b'makipurim aval pishol b'meizit b'shabes, mischai v'nafshu leike b'makipurim, v'leike b'makipurim. So in other words, so Memele, if he did it be mazid be faresye, the shrit would be asuro, but since he did it be shege, even though he did it be faresye, so shritos is kshel. This is what the Bishyosef is midayik. And because of that, so the Bishyosef is midayik from the Loshna Rambam and from the Loshna Tur, that just as Michal Shabbos be faresye, so is Gyakum Choldvorov, so Michal Yimakipurim be faresye. Is also Ke'akum Choldvorov. Because Shabbos and Kippurim is the same thing. It's the same chim, Shabbos and Kippurim. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says that Shabbos and Kippurim is Dushachas. But the Bes Yosef is Medayik from the Loshna Rambam here, and especially from the Loshna Rambam in the Tazirish. Like Abi Akesiv get the Makippurim. So. He's also in Mulchat Rekule. But that's all, it's not such a Poshut, but the Bes Yosef is Midayik that way. But this is only, that only applies to Melocha in Makipurim. It does not apply to Achille in Makipurim. If somebody will eat Bifaresye and in Kippur, so it's like in Mumelit Ovum, any other Aveire of Kores, like someone who is Echel Chelev or Dam Bifaresye. So he's an Avarian, but he doesn't have a din of Mumel. But only the Yisa Melochek of Yom Kippurim b'Faresye is like the Yisa Meloche of Meloche b'Shabbos. Alright. Sheichatim b'chol mokim afilu b'reish ha-gag u'v'reish ha-svino u'v'reish ha-svino. In other words, this is expressive of the Gemore Daf Memalev. The mission of the Male from the Aleph at the end of the Omed, and Shechtim, the Lissich Yamu, the Sechu Neores, the Lissich Kelim, the Shechadu, the Sechu Gesomayim, the Visvin Al Gabekel, and Shechtim, the Gumo, the Kolikar, the Lissiguma Bissabase, the Shilchikon Sadam Lissecho, the Vishuk Yazakim, Shelohi, Yechake Sadzukim. So the time of the Gemore, the time of the Mishneh, so it was the practice of the pagans to shecht lavidizore into the river. So because of that, it is osa. In sheichtin, so avol in sheichtin lisich yamu noris shel yemru lisar shel yamu sheichit, because it was the practice in those days to be eved and to shecht to the sar shel yam and so on. ולא לסיח הכלים של ים רומי קבל אדם לזורק לב לזורא ואם יש בכלי מים שאין אדם ראו לב לזורא. But suppose the clay is not empty, so ממילא there couldn't be any מר סיין of אבי לזורא שאין אדם ראו לב לזורא מי צלולים לא ישרד בי. So אם הם צלולים, So it's, if it is transparent and clear, so then there is still a marasayin of nizore. Shall we aimur mitzura nir b'mayim shechik? V'imachurim. If the water is not clear, not transparent, muter. Hoyo bisvino ve'in leibo mokin ponu lishreit. Yochel lishreit. Al gabi kelim. Uvilvad shaloi yishreit lisechum. Oy meitz yod echutz lisvino v'shechet al nesero v'adam sheisis v'yeireg v'sech hamayim v'nechichim. So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara, and then the Gemara daf mem alef omet beis. En sheikh tin simi beis. En sheikh lisech agumo afil b'bayis hoyo reitz linakiz b'beisei. Now, hoyo sheikh Hoy your rates and not the basic, it's at Yase. Oise mokim chutli gumo, vishechachon, vadam chases, vierly gumo. Sheo os, nickel hole, she mischavli nakis basic, uvishuk, afil kai gavno, sir. She necheshish, when I case. So, that's a mish. Uvishuk yaseke, shall we hake satsuki. This means David Abrizo. Mashma shechet lisech. This expression Tzdukim. So I think it was put in by the censorship. Actually, it was the right expression was Shliachakes Aminim, but the Mishumodim in the medieval ages, so they denounced to the government that the word means Mitalmide Yeshan Yitzri. It's not true. Min does not mean Mitalmide Yeshan Yitzri. The Rambam says that min means that, in other words, he's a category by them. They constitute a category by themselves. The Yotzam Chal Yisrael. That's the meaning and the origin of the term min. But the Muslim and the Mishmodim denounced to the governments in all the countries where Jews lived that the term min means Mitalmide Yeshan Yitzri. So because of that, whenever the term min was mentioned in the Mishnah in the Gemara, they changed that into Zdukim. But here, Zdukim doesn't even make sense. Zdukim means one who doesn't believe in the Torah Shebal Peh. But this is reference to Ivde Avrizor, you see. That's meaning. Uvishuk liyaseke inshali yechake esat Zdukim esam meaning. So in other words, so because this was a chik minim lavidizor. So even to do it innocently, you're not allowed. Because that also comes within the love of Chukiseyim Liselechu. So in other words, so you see, this aloche in Sheikhtin Lisech Yamim Neoreis is also because of Marasayin of Havadizore. But Uvishuk Liaseke is not because of Marasayin of Havadizore. But that is because of Chukisamin. So, because of a Rambam, v'im shochat l'seich agume, also le'echel mishchitosei, ad she'yibdi ko'achov, shemo minu, v'yarashbo kosav, aval pisho also l'aseis, ein shchitosei, is psuo, she'im mitziin es o'odom mechezkes kashres, ad she'yibdi k'vinim tzochoshut. So in other words, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashbo. Between the Rambam and the Rashbo. So, now, that was the derech of the minim of the Ivde Avrizore, to do it. So the Rambam says, not only is it osir to do it, but if he did it, we have to be mivareir, that he is not affected with the ashkofes of Ivde Avrizore. And the Rashbo says, no. He does not create a sophic that he is affected to the Avashkofes of Avrizore. Now, of course, it goes without saying that the Mach, even according to the Rambam, so im shochet lisech agum oser, oser leser lechum mishotosei, so it was only shayach bizman agmore, when it was the derech of David Avrizore to do it. But today, I mean, when no one does it, so assuming that it's still oser, and even on that, there is a machlekes. That there is a shita that today it's not even osir because it's not the derech of the meaning to do it, and today it isn't osir to be sheiched lisich yam munores because there are no people today who shecht lisan shel yam today. So some say that it's even muter. It's even muter to shech lisich yam menores and to do it bishuk. To do it bishuk. Some say it's oser. But one thing is clear, that even the Rambam, who says that oser lachem mishchatose, so it was only bizman agmoy. So it was the derech, it was a chik of the minimum of the avizora to do it. So memele there could be chash, but today of course there is no chash. V'rashbo kosaf al pi shos oser lase yisei shchatose psulo shei mitzin es odom mechetzkes kashres ad she yivdeik v'nim tzachoshut. Now, so the Dark Emesha says, V'kosav v'yozorua, v'yoyid nedelo yishchiche eivdim limayim ulisar shalmayim, muta lishchit afil v'faresye. Afil v'faresye lesecha mayim. Ulisecha kli, ulisecha gumo, afil v'shimeniko. V'chein kosav rav yo, umishim hoche. But then he says, umishim hoche, teiv lizoya lechatchil. So then, even though the Ozorua says that today, that luishchiche evdim limayim ulisar shalmayim, so memeila yitzmuta lechatchile tushach bifarhesye, lisichamayim, lisichakli, lisichagume, but the Rav Yo says that still lechatchile we should be zoya. Why? So, in other words, so that is probably in line with the shite of the Gro. I mean, this, that the shite of the Rav Yo that says, Teiv lizoya lechatchile, why, after all, today there is no Marasayin and it's not a chukis rakum, chukis aminim. So, the Gro says now, most Rishenim Paskin, that it's mutalishteis, mashke migulim today, because nechoshim anat mitzuyim. Bizman, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to drink a mashke that was exposed because of the possibility maybe a snake put in its venom into the mashke. But today, no one is oy on that. Why? Because ein choshim mitzuyim b'nei. Ein chanamel, let's say, in certain places in India where the choshim are still motzu, so it's oser. So it's oser to drink mashke migulim. But the Gro says that we have to be zoyer even now in mashke migulim, because the Gro shita is that it is a dovah shebeminyan. Even mashke migulim is a dovah shebeminyan. So most rishonim hold that anything that is mentioned in the Gemara it's oser mishum chshoshe is not a dovah shebeminyan. It's not that they are omdu l'minyan, the chachomim omdu l'minyan, and they asat mashke migulim. They just declared they paskin tishayle the chachomim in view of the situation that existed in those days that were on choshim mitzuyim. So it wasn't a takone. But the gross shita is that anything that is mentioned in the Gemara, that is oser, even though it's based upon a certain choshe, like mashke migulim, so it's still a dovah shebeminyan, and even though the tam is not shayach, we still have to be zoya. Apparently, the shita, the Ozorua does not agree with the shita of the Gro, but the Ozorua. So that's why he says, "Voyidid lishchichev evrim limayim, evdim limayim ulsar shalmayim mutal shalvaresye." But the Rav Yo says, "Tevli zoya lichatchile," because in other words, that perhaps it is a dovah shebeminyan. Maybe there was a takones chazal not to shecht lisechamayim because of the situation that existed in the time of Chazal. So if there was a takonis Chazal, so even though now the time is not shayach, but kol dovah shebeminyan tzorich miyanacher. Right now, let's see. Leilom sheichtin bein b'yein bein b'laylo b'med v'amurim kishavu kekinegde. Avol mavu kekinegde. Rag b'yein oy b'yein b'mokim ofei lo yishchei. V'im shochat shetosek sheiro. So what's considered avuko? So of course electric light is certainly like an avuko. But the Ramo says, u beis neireis chshuvim avuko. השיח בשבת עם הכיפורים, אף על פי שלא ימייץ בשבת, משחי בנפשי, ויולק בכפורים, שתוסק שירו, אין שיח דין לשיח ים ונורץ, שלא יאמרו לשיח של ים ושיחת, ולא לשיח הכלים, שלא יאמרו מקבל אדם לזרוק לב לסחובים, ואם יש בכלי מים, שאוזין אדם רול לזריקה, אם אין צלולים לא ישרי בי, שלא יאמרו לצורה נרד במים שיחת. In other words, because of מרסיים ובב לזור, ואם האחורים מותר, וכן אם יש בכלי אופו, מותר לשרי בשיחי, הויו בספין, ואין לי בוקים פונו לשחית, יוכל לשחר גם בכלים, ואדם שיסבי על שיח המים. So as long as he doesn't שח directly into the water, so there is no מרסי. הוי מייתי יולי חוס לספינו ושיח, יתר לדעת נסעו, ואדם שיסס, וירד לשיח המים, ואין אחרי שיש. Now here there is a very, very strange רמור, mentions of סיר חסידי. מיסה שייכתים, איזורין של לשחית, שום אבוס בטבעס ושבט, אם לא ישייך לי מליבו, משום שקבולה היא, שיש... It means it's blurred in my... Roshon, what?
Shohachas.
Or Shohachas, because it's blurred in my Shohan Yoyde. Sheyeh Shohachas, Be'esel Chadoshim, im sheichet bo avos, yomus ha-sheichet, avol im loy eichel mimeno, if he doesn't eat the heart of it. V'neyagim le'echel min alev. Tashbaz b'sheim Rav Yudah Chosit. Now, so I mean, the Orach HaShulchan says that even though the Ramos says, V'neyagim le'echel min alev, so he says that's not a proper custom because Tomim Tiyim L'Shem L'Kecho, you're not even allowed, you know, to believe in such superstition. But the question is, how does the Sefer Hasidim, I mean, that's Sefer Hasidim, the Ramon mentions it in the name of the Tashbaz B'Shem Rabbi Dachosid, but it's mentioned in the Sefer Hasidim. Why the Ramon didn't mention the Sefer Hasidim directly, I don't know. But how was Rabbi Dachosid able, I mean, even to mention it? There is, besides Tomim Tiyim L'Shemot Yach, all right, so the Rambam says that if anyone believes in any superstition whatsoever, so he's either an essay, of Tomim Tiyim L'Shemot Yach. As a matter of fact, it's a Gemara at the end of Psochim. At the end of Gemara, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel in Psochim. So the Gemara says, Minayim Shein Sheolim B'Kaldiyim. Kaldiyim means the astrologist, you know, the astrologist who try to predict certain things on the basis of the signs of the zodiac. So that's Kaldiyim. Minayim Shein Sheolim B'Kaldiyim Shenema Tomim Tiyim L'Shemot Yach. And of course, the Rambam talks so much against those who believe in astrology. But, so it's a Gemara Mefereshes, that if one believes in superstition, he is either the essay of Tom Tia Shal Kecho. A Jew has to have faith in the Rebbeinu Shal Olam, and that's all. And not in all kinds of nonsense and superstition, abracadabra, and nakwood, and all kinds of things. But it's not just a question of Tom Tia Shal Kecho. It's a love the raise, loiseinu. So we have two love. One love is loisinachsho, and the other love is loiseinu. What is loisinachsho? Loisinachsho means hoil vishual yotzom ibeisi any loyelich lishuk. In other words, somebody got up and then he got dressed because he has to go to work, and then he looked through the window, he saw a black cat passing. And then he says, oh, I saw a black cat passing, that's an unfavorable omen. So I'm not going to work. So he's even allowed the rights of Lysenach. He's even allowed the rights of Lysenach. That's Lysenach. And what is Lysenach? Lysenach. That's an unfavorable omen. So I'm not going to work. So he's even allowed the rice of Lysenach. He's even allowed the rice of Lysenach. That's Lysenach. And what is Lysenach? Lysenach, so the Tereskianim says, Eilu hanoisnim zman, yeim ze yofel ischeo, yeim ze eni yofel ischeo. In other words, so let's say, if somebody, well, let's say 25 years ago, I had an ulcer operation. So my roommate was a professor of economics in City College, a Jewish fellow, and he considered himself a radical and a free thinker. But my room, I was in the hospital in room 613. That was the room. So then, he was brought after me into the hospital. He also had to have an operation. So he met me in the hall. So he said that he wants to be my roommate. All right, he wants to be my roommate. So they put him in my room. Then the doctor said, Dr. Ginsburg, that he also has to have an operation. So he said he's not going to have the operation if he'll stay in room 613. So he's not going. So they had to take him out. So he wanted that I should also move. So I said, I'm not moving. But anyway, so that is a case, an example of Luis Inachio. But Luis Inachio means, if you say, Yeim ze, teiv l'ischeiro. Yeim ze, eini teiv l'ischeiro. That's Luis Inachio. פרק י"א פרס אביזורי, הלוכה ד', הלוכה ד'. אם ינחשין בקעקום, שנאמר לו ינחשין, כיצד הנחש, כנאילו שאמרים, הויו ונופל פיתי מפי, או נופל מקלו מיודי, אין הילך למוכן פלי נעיין, שאם אלו יחיין חפוץ הנעשי, הויו ובוב אשו על ממיני, אין יצא מפסח בייסי עיין, שאם יצא יבגעני עוד אמרמה. וכן אלו ששם עם ציף צוף אוהב, ואמרים יהיה כך ולא יהיה כך. In other words, who make decisions on the basis of the chirping of the birds. טייבל אסי זה דבר פלייני, ויראל אסי זה דבר פלייני, וכן אלו שאמרים שחי תרניגל זה שקור ערבי, שחי תרניגל זה שקור כמי תרניגל. So, וכן כל קייצה מדבורם אלו הקל עושה, וכל איסה מייסה מדובר מדבורם אלו לייקי. לייקי. Now that is Luis Inachio. So is halachas, he says, is meinei emunesnei itin. That's the drosha in the Tereskiani. Sheimrim bitstaglis yein pleini teiv yein pleini ra yein pleini holasis bimulocha pleinis shona pleinis oichodesh pleini ralidova pleini osea leinei afal pishaloyo isamaise. אלו ידיע על יסן הקסומים, שהקסילים מדמים, שהם דברי אמס ודברי חכומים, וכל אויסה מפני ויצטגנוס, וכיוון מלאכת היו על חוסי, באיסי אויס, שקובו היברי השמיים, הרי זה לקה, נבר עץ. שנאמר לו יסיינן, if somebody becomes motivated, and he makes decision, he acts on the basis of astrological predictions, הרי זה לקה. שנאמר לו יסיינן, וכן, so, all right, that's something else, sorry. So it's about the Raise of Raiseinu, not only of Tomim Ti and Hashem Lekecho, but it's about, now here, when we say that a certain owl in Teves and Chvat, so he is not good for Shechting because it might, Chas V'Sholem, result in a tragedy. So it's an Iyan of Raiseinu. It's an Iyan of Raiseinu. So how does the Or HaShulchan says that it's better not to have any regard for this. All right, but how does Rabbi Nachosid mention it? Oh, Kosov Rabbeinu. קוסם רבינו הרמו, מיקס השוחט מזום של איש חד שמעבוס בתי ונשבן, אם הוא ישייך לין מליבו, משום שכבור לביודם שיהיה אישו האחס, ואיסו חדושים, ממשיך את האבוס יום עושה שייכת, אם מן איכל ממנו, ויני אגין לאיכל מן הלי, עד כאן לשם, ויהי שקוסם מן הכובד, יש קוסם הרגליים, ויש מהשומן, ובאמס אין לאט פית בו זה, ויתום אם תהיה מה לשם לקחו, וזה שקוסף מן הגזה, So why does the Rambam mention Amina and Rabbi Yehuda Chosid? Mipnei shebiyomov hinigu kishufin beavozeis at sherabi nimneu oz milechel avozeis avu biyomeinu eila eila hakitva in the country. So it's not the proper thing today to have regard for this. But in the time of the Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, and even in the time of the Rambam apparently, so there were many who were neik kishufim be'avozeis, and because of that, many it would became deeply rooted. This fear became deeply rooted in the hearts of many. Acherabim nimni was milech lavozeis, so it became deeply rooted. So mimele, it was detrimental. What the Or HaShulchan means is the Rambam's explanation. Now the Gemara says, Kol dovo sheyesh b'mishum refuah ein b'mishum darki amir. Even though in nichush is also in the raisa, it's a lot of the raisa, it's in achashu, but if it has curative significance, therapeutic value, if a certain nichush has therapeutic value, so then there is no isa. So there is no isa. Now, so the Rambam says, oh, Kol dovo sheyesh b'mishum refuah שיש בי משום רפואו, אין בי משום דרכי אמר. So the Rambam mentions that הלוך אין פרק י' ולחס אבו דיזורי, הלוך י' מי שנושכי עקרו ונוחוש, if he was bitten by a snake, מוטל ללכי שעל מקים הנשיכה, ואפילו בשבס, כדי לישיב דייטי ולחזק ליבי, because of the psychosomatic therapy that it involves. אף על פי שאין הדוב אומר כלום, הויו מסוכנו, התירו לי כדי שלתתורי דייטי עליו. Now, the Rambam doesn't mean hoyu misukanu, the misukanu because of pikach nefesh. So, in other words, because the Gemara says kol dovo sheyesh bei mishum refuah ein bei mishum darkei amir, so he doesn't mean dafke pikach nefesh. He mentions hoyu misukanu, all right, but he doesn't mean dafke misukan in the sense of sakonis nefoshes. It's not on the basis of pikach nefesh deicha shabes kol atir kul. He means. So, because he's a misukon and mimele, and he believes in it, so mimele it has therapeutic value. So mimele it doesn't come within the isa of nichush, because kol dovo sheyesh bei mishum refuah ein bei mishum darkei amir. In other words, what comes within the isa of nichush, of lisenachshu or liseininu, that is if it has no curative value. But if it has curative value, so what difference does it make whether it has curative value in a medical way or in a psychological way, in a psychosomatic way, as long as it cures, it helps, it relaxes the person. So mele, it's yesh b'mishum refuah. So mele, it doesn't come within the isa of darkei amir, of nichush, of lisenachshu and lisein. So what the Or HaShulchan means is this. The reason is why Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, mentioned it is because there were many goyim in the medieval ages who did all kinds of so-called magic, and that magic was based upon this superstition that if you slaughter a behemoth in a certain hour, in a certain month of the year, so that's detrimental for the sheikhet. It was so deeply rooted in the minds, even of the Jews, that it could do harm. If a person has a certain superstition deeply rooted in his heart, so then, I know of a certain person who was once told by a gypsy that he'll get a heart attack, and he was so bothered by it that he really got a heart attack. In the same month that the gypsy told him that he'll get a heart attack. I know of such a person. So in other words, so mimele, the Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid mentions it. So mimele, it doesn't come within liseininu, because it's like dovo sheyesh b'mishum refuah. But now that it's not deeply rooted, this superstition, so the Or HaShulchan says, so we should not allow to do it and to have any regard for it. Now, the Gros criticizes the Rambam for his explanation of Kol Dovo Sheyesh B'Shem Refuah, because it has psychosomatic value. This is the one place where the Gro expresses himself in a very sharp way against the Rambam. This is the only place in Simen Kufayites. Mishenoshrei Akrov, Mutalin Chisholov, Vafil Bishabes, Vafal Pishin Adovo Meoklu, Hoyu Misukenu, Hitiru Kidishavitit Rev Taitiolov. So here it's in connection with Lachash. Here it's not in connection with a real superstition. It's in connection with Lachash. You see. So now I don't think that the Gro would have a regard, I mean, for this kind of thing, which is a superstition. I don't think that Rabbi Achosid had a regard for it, but it was deeply rooted in his day. So maybe he mentioned it, because if something is very deeply rooted in the minds of the people, so it can be very detrimental. But the Gro is critical of the Rambam in connection with the Lachash, because the Gro have felt that certain Lachash, I mean, when you mention certain psukim, might have value, apart from the psychosomatic value. That's why he's critical of the Rambam. But the Rambam did not have any regard for a Lachash, no, even a Lachash that involves psukim, he didn't have any regard for it. So the Rambam says, Mishenoshrei Akrov Mutalil Chisholov Vafilu Bishabes Afal Pishin Adovo Meilklum Hoilu Misukenu Hitiru Kidei Shalit Hitoriv Daiti Olof. So he says, Ho Rambam V'chim Kosa V'firik HaMishne Pirik Dalet Avel Zichot Avel Adboi Machrof Cholko Olof Sha'arei V'sha'arbin L'choshin Nemru Bigmore V'hu Nimshach Achar HaFilosofie V'lochim Kosa שקשופים ושמי יישאו לחושים הכי לשקר אבל כבר היקו יישאו על קודקוטי שהרי מוצינו הרבה מייסייס בגמורי על פי שמי יישאו קשופים. Alright, the Rambam also knew of these gemores, but the Rambam had his own interpretation of these gemores. But the Gro is critical. But the Gro is critical in connection with lechoshim and shemis. So the Gro held that has value, I mean, intrinsic value. But as far as this is definitely superstition, I mean. So the Gro would also explain Rabbi Yehuda Chosid on the basis of psychosomatic value that it had in those days, because it was deeply rooted, this superstition was deeply rooted in the minds of the people. All right. Ein sheikh tein lisei chagumo afilo bibayis v'im lo yoyo reitze l'lach v'rbeise bidam איזה מקימטרין חוץ לגומו וישכת שם ואדם שייסיס וירת לגומו ובשוק ויעסקי יהי שמרי שאם שוחד בגומו בשוק עושה לאחר משחיתו שיד שיבדיקו אחוב. זה זה שיטס הרמבה שם אמינו שם הפקירס הוא שם אמינו ויהי שמרי מגן. The original expression that was used was mean, but because of the censorship, so they took out the term mean. ויש אמרים שמותה בדאבת וימצור בדיקי. That's the Rashba shit. But it goes without saying that בזמן הזה, so even the Rambam will be made that it's not עושה דאבת. But then he says, ובזמן הזה, דין דרך אם דקחובים ביקח, יש להתה בדאבת. So he mentions, אוי עזרוה, and then he שחיתס הרם מבדלינגן. But according to the עזרוה, so it's not only דאבת that it's עושה. The Yozeruah says that the Archimation mentions in the name of Yozeruah that even Chathchila Bifahesi were allowed. But he mentions the Yozeruah with Shchites Aram meant Lingen. So he said that Chathchila we should still be careful not to do it. So that's why he mentions the Yozeruah with Shchites Aram meant Lingen. I mean, it's not really. He doesn't pass them completely like the Yozeruah, because according to the Yozeruah, so not only the Eved it's Muter, but even the Chathchila it's Muter. All right. בהמו חיו ואיב, תומין שחיתה, דוגים וחגובים אין תומין שחיתה, ומוטה לאיך לו מייסי, אוי לחתך מהם איבר ולאוכלה, לחתך מהם איבר ולאוכלה, because there is no איסר אופי ומנחי, לגבי דוגים. So, אבל אוסר לאוכלון חיים, but to eat a fish alive, so that's osir, because it's a dovo mechuer, it's a dovo misuot. So it's also mishum balti shakas. So it's also mishum balti shakas. Hasheichet es aveinu, v'nimtzik sheiro, u'motzo bo uber, ben ches, ben chai ben mes, oi ben tes, mes, muta bachir, v'nitom ishrit. So this thing, in the case of a ben pakuye ben ches, or ben pakuye ben tes mes, so all the time we agree that is muta bachir. Because of the Zakosuf of Kolbi Beimos Echel, so you will have Meir Eglis. But there is Machleikes, now you should have gone. I mentioned it, you should go over this tomorrow. If you didn't, so you should go over for next Wednesday. The whole, so first of all, you have to go over. First of all, you have to go over the first mission in Beimam Kashi. The first Mishnah in Beimam Kashi. And just the Mishnah in Beimam Kashi. Then the second Mishnah in Beimam Kashi. Just the Mishnah. And then the third Mishnah of Hashechet Zabeimu Umotzo Bob Ishmeinu Chai Oimeis. So you should go over that Mishnah that I endowed at the bottom of the endowed on the dollar. Up to Iboilo, where you have a star here, that I acknowledge on my base. And then you have to go over the Gemara, that I hey on the four lines from the end of the Omed, Omar Avame, Ashik Tatrifu Motsu Bementes Chai, Idivra Ise Matel, Idivra Matel Ise, up to the end of Omid Beis. Of Omid Beis. And also, the Mishneh, the first Mishneh in Gidanosh, that Pites Omid Beis, the Mishneh, and the Gemore, Daf Tzadik Beis on the base, from Bnei Bisolio up to up to Omar Avitzol Bashmuel Bamorse Omar Av. Daf Tzadik Beis on the base. We also tell the Knonishable. All right. Now, so there is no Machlekes Tanoim in regard to Ibn Bakuya that is Ibn Ches, Ben Chai Ben Mis, or in regard to Ibn Bakuya that is Ibn Tes, but who is dead. The machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yude is in regard to Ibn Bakuya Ben Tes that is Chai. But Ibn Bakuya means a fetus. In other words, you shech the behime. You shech the behime, and then you take out from the behime's womb, you take out the vlad. And that is called Ibn Bakuya. So if you were Sheikhet Ibn, and then you took out a Ibn Bakuya, that is Ibn Ches, Chai Omes, or Ibn Tes, who is dead, then you're allowed to eat the Ibn Bakuya. Even though he's dead. I mean, and Ibn Bakuya, and if it is Ibn Tes, on the contrary, only if he's dead, according to Rameh. So if it is Ibn Bakuya Ben Chai Ben Mes, Ibn Bakuya Ches Ben Chai Ben Mes, or Ibn Bakuya Tes Mes, so even Rav Meir agrees that he is Muter Bishrite because of Bibehimo, Bibehimo Sechel. So we learn out that if there is a Behemo inside the Behemo, so Sechel. That's the Droshe that the Gemara mentions. Taf Samaches, Taf Samachtes, Yarchum, and in Teres Gehan. So that goes without saying. There is a machlekes between souls. Oh, so the Mishnah, that find out the Mishnah the Bible. Hashem hates Abim or Motzobo ben Shmeino Chai or Imes or Ibn Tish or Mes. Kira Yomitzias Domei. So he's allowed to eat it, but he has to take out the dam. The dam is also. Kira you made his dummy. Motzo ben tisho chai. But suppose, so if he's a ben ches, or a ben tisho mes, so that everybody agrees that he's mutabachid. There is no Yisrael of Nevele, there is no Yisrael of Reim Lachai, because of the Tzeres HaKosov, called Bibheimo, Bibheimo Secheu. But Paul Motzo ben tisho chai, Toun Shrit, that's Rameya. V'chai ebeise vezmei, Divrei Rameya. So if he found him in Makuya ben Teschai inside the womb of the mother, which was Sheikhet, so then, according to Rameya, it requires Shrite. And if he does Shecht, and if he Shechts that blood on the same day as he Shecht the mother, so he's Chai Malkes, Mishum Yisrael is Nevi, Sishon Levi Mechot. Divrei Rameya, v'chachomim emrim, Shrita Sime mita Rosei. So the Chachomim say that not only Ben Pakuya Ben Ches, Chachomim, that's Rabbi Yudin. So not only Ben Pakuya Ben Ches is Nita B'Shrit HaSimei, but even Ben Pakuya Ben Tes is also Nita B'Shrit HaSimei. Shrit HaSimei Nita Rosei. Reb Shimon Zurei Meir, Afilu Ben Chomei Shoni, V'Chereish B'Sode, Shrit HaSimei Nita Rosei. So Reb Shimon, so the Gemara points out that according to the Chachomim, so Ben Bakui Ben Tes Chai is Muta B'Shrit HaSimei, only if Mid Rabbanon, only if Lo Yifri Schag Lo Val Gabi Kad. In other words, the Sheikhet was Sheikhet, the mother, and then he opened up the womb of the mother and he took out the Vlad, the Ben Bakui, and he didn't allow the Ben Pakuya to stand on its feet. But he immediately killed it, even though he killed it without his saki, with the kupets over the neck. He killed it, so then it's mutabachile even mirabon. But suppose he takes out the Ben Pakuya from the mother that was nishra, and he lets the Ben Pakuya stand and run around on the karke. So then, mid rabbonon, it's also ba'achile without shchite, because a special rabbonon, because of marasai. Because if people saw a young calf jumping on the karke, and then they'll see how a person takes a kufetz, he takes a kufetz and kills it and eats it, what will they say? They will not know that this young calf, was taken out from the mother's womb, which was nishchet. They'll think it was born the natural way, the calf, and still Jews, good Jews, kill it and eat it. So because of that marasayin, so the Chachomim asked it. So when did the Chachomim asked it? In the case where it's Hifri Salgamikalki. If it was allowed, if the Vlad Ben Pakuri was allowed to stand on the Kalki. But if it wasn't allowed to stand on the Gamikalki, then it's not even Moshe Rabbah. That's the Chachomim Rabbi Yudin. Rabbi Shimon Zura is more makir. And he says, even if the Ben Pakuya was allowed to stand on the Gakarke, and even if he's already 5 years old, the Ben Pakuya, Afilu Bechomishoni, Vichirish Bisode, and he works in the field, so Shrinasim Mitarose. So the owner can take him and kill him and eat it, because he's Nita Bishritasim. So the machlekes between the Rabbonon, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon Zura is in a Rabbonon. And in the Rabbonon, if Hifri Salgabikarke, but Midraise, even the Rabbi Yehuda is made it, that even if Hifri Salgabikarke, even though he grew up for many years, so as long as he was taken out from the mother's womb that was Nishrito, so it's Nita Bishrisim. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda, but not according to Rameya. According to Rameya, if you eat it like this, so if you kill it and you eat it, you have Malkes Mishim Nevele, according to Rameya. But if it's a Ben Pakuya Ben Ches, or a Ben Pakuya Ben Tes Mes, so even Rameya is made that it's Muta Mishim Nevele, because of the Zerzakosuv of Kol Bibheimo, 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 Bibheimo Sechem. Alright. Korovu Motzobo Ben Tes Chai, Toun Shchite, Lifishali Nishchato Yimei. So when does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's Muta Mishim Nevele, if he was sheikh the mother, and then he opened up the mother's womb and took out the Ben Pakuya. But suppose he didn't share the mother, and he just opened up the mother's womb and took it out, then it's done shrite. Now, how do we pass? In this machlekes, all the geshenim except the baloyitu, pasken like Rabbiud, which is the rabbon, not like Rabbiya. The baloyitu is the only one who paskens like Rabbiya. That the ben takuye ben tes chai is not mita b'shitasim. But the Shulchan Aruch is not chayshish for the shita of the baloyitu. Now let's see the two. Dogim v'chagovim, dogim v'chagovim in tunishli. Hashechet behemo u'motzo bo u'ber, beinim u'ben shmeino, bein tishon, bein chai b'mes, muter. Muter. In other words, what it means muter? Because we pass like Rabbi Yud. Pass like Rabbi Yud. Vein ton shchito. There is no use of him in a chai because he is nita b'shchit asime. V'chel b'muter, v'dom yosa. Now, Chelbe is muter, so the Gemara says, Taf Tzadik Veis, and another. Now, this is several places, this Gemara. First of all, Daf Samachtes, Omedal. So Gemara says, the Tanya, Gilanoshe neid b'shol, shol means a fetus, v'chel b'yosa, divir Rav Meir, divir Rav Meir. So in other words, according to Rav Meir, so the Yisar of Gilanoshe is neid b'sholil, nefites, and the chelev of the fetus is osa. Rav Yudei Meir, eino yid b'sholil, v'chel b'muta. That there is you are allowed to eat the gidanoshe of the fetus and the chilev of the fetus. Chilev is an isakores, but the chilev of the fetus is muta. The chilev of the fetus is muta. In other words, if you shech the mother and then you take out the bempakoe, so you're allowed to eat the gidanoshe of that fetus, the bempakoe, and also the chilev. Also the chilev. Why? After all, chilev. So bishleime. So in other words, so the price mentions in Machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yudei, and it appears from the Gemara daf Ayin Dalet. So the Gemara says Miflak. The Gemara says Omar Rav Lezer Omar Rav Eishel Yilchu Beyel Aliske Shchita Gulvat Limute. Lemute chalbe begide. Chalbe di sholi u miflik plige. Di tanya gidanoshe meid bisholi u chalbe osa. Di vreb meya. Reb yudei merede no yid bisholi u chalbe muta. Vi omar ablezer omar rabi eishe. Mach lekes mi ben tes chai. Vi ola chameya lishitose. Vi reb yudei lishitose. So it appears from this gemore that this mach lekes in the price of samachtes in the price of Samachtes between Rav Meir and Rav Yudei as to whether the Chilev and the Gidanoshi of a Ben Pakuye Ben Tes is Muta Ba'achile or not is totally in the same Machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yudei as to whether a Ben Pakuye Ben Tes Chai requires Shri. So Rishayim explain it. What is one thing to do with the other? The answer is as far as the Chilev of a ben pakuye ben ches, that is not a behemoth by itself. Ben ches is not fully developed ben ches. So it's an undeveloped embryo, a ben ches. So in regard to a ben pakuye ben ches, even Reb Meir will agree that the chilev of a ben pakuye ben ches is muta. Why? Because of the gzeras hakosuv of kol behemoth be behemoth secheyu. But the question is, how about a ben pakuye ben tes? So a ben pakuye ben tes, if it is considered as an independent behemoth, so then we cannot apply the gzeras hakosuv of kol behemoth be behemoth sechel, because it's an independent behemoth by itself. But if it's not considered an independent autonomous behemoth by itself, a bentes, some mele, the xerasakosuf of bibhemo, so chelu does apply. Because even Rav Meir will agree that the chelev of a ben pakuye ben ches is muta, because of the xerasakosuf of bibhemo, so chelu. But Rav Meir holds that's only bibhemo ben ches, ben pakuye ben ches. So it's not even the chadoshim were not nivna. So it's an undeveloped embryo. So memele, an undeveloped embryo is not a behemo by itself. So it comes within the xeras hakosov of behemo bibehemo sechelo. So even the chilev is muta. Masheinke in a behemo bentes. So it's a fully developed embryo, raw to be born. So memele, it doesn't come within the xeras hakosov of behemo bibehemo sechelo, because it's an independent behemo by itself. So Rav Meir holds that chedoshim is gone, not chedoshim. So Rav Meir holds that chedoshim is gone. Chedoshim is gone. So Mimele, since it has chedoshim, even though there was no lady, and we took out the ben pakuye, the ben tes, le'acha shchita simei, so it did not have lady. So, but chedoshim by themselves is garme. So, mele it's a behemo by itself. If it's a behemo by itself, it doesn't come within the exasakosuf of behemo behemo sechel. And whereas Rabbi Yude, he says that even ben pakuye ben tes is muta b'shitasime. But so apparently Rabbi Yude holds that a ben pakuye ben tes until lede is not an independent behemo. So, if it's not an independent behemo, so mele it's nita b'shitasime, and it comes within the exasakosuf of bibehimo sechelo. So mele even the chelev is muta. Anyway, it appears from that gemore that the machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda as to whether ben pakuye ben tes is muta b'shitasime or is not muta b'shitasime, not muta b'shitasime, so it applies to the chelev of ben pakuye ben tes also. And according to Rav Meir, that the Bemakuye Ben Tes is not Ita B'Shlesimei, and it's considered as a Behemo B'Fnei Atzmo, and it does not come within the Gzeres HaKosuv of Behemo B'Behemo Sechelu, so Mele the Chelev is also. But according to Rav Yehuda, that Bemakuye Ben Tes is Nita B'Shlesimei, so Mele it's not a Behemo B'Fnei Atzmo. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that chedoshim veilei de garne, not chedoshim by themselves. So mimele it comes within the xeras hakosuf of bibehemo sechelu. So even the chelev of bakuye ben tes is muta. Now, so then, since all the rishonim except for the balito pasken like Rabbi Yehuda that bakuye ben tes even chai is nita b'shlesimei, so mimele they should pasken that a b'makuye b'entes, b'akuye b'entes, so chelbe is muter, and the gitanoshe of the b'makuye b'entes is muter. So all the rishonim do pasuk like that, except the Rambam. The Rambam, so the Rambam doesn't agree with the balito. He pasuks ligabi shchite like Rabbi Yehuda, that a b'makuye b'entes even chai is nita b'shitasime, and he doesn't require his own shchite. So he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. So mainly if he passes like Rabbi Yehuda in regard that he's nita b'shelesimei, not like Rav Meir, he should pass like Rabbi Yehuda. He should pass like Rabbi Yehuda in the other machlekes also. That is, that the chelev of ben pakuye ben tes is muta. But the Rambam passes that the ben pakuye ben tes doesn't require shrite, but the chelev is also. The chelev is also. So that's a difficult Rambam. Anyway, it appears that the Rambam Shite is that it's two separate machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Even though from the Rosh Nagmore, from the Gemore Dafayin Dalet, it appears that it's one machlekes, one is linked to the other. But the Shite's Rambam is that it's two separate machlekes. One machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is on the question as to whether Ben Pakuye Ben Tes Chai requires is Nita B'Shlesimei. So on that machlekes, so Rav Meir says that he is not nita b'shelesimei. Rav Yehuda says he is nita b'shelesimei. So Mimele, and in that machlekes he passes like Rav Yehuda. Only the Balaito Paskins like Rabbi Meir and that Machlekes. But then the Rambam holds there's another separate Machlekes. There is no connection between, not a separate Machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudeh. Whether Ben Pakuye Ben Tes is the Chilev of Ben Pakuye Ben Tes is Muteh or not Muteh. So in that other Machlekes, the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Meir, that the Chilev of Ben Pakuye Ben Tes is also. But all the other Shemim, they Paskin. That since the Paschal like Rabbi Yudeh, that it's not a Mishnah Simei, so the Paschal that the Chilev is also Mutah. Masha'inkin, the Dam is also. Why is the Dam different than the Chilev Monefshah? If there is Exer Zakosov of Bibbehimo, Bibbehimo Sechelo, that applies even to the Chilev and to the Gid, so it should apply to the Dam as well. So Rishayim say, because the Dam, of the fetus is interconnected with the circulatory system of the mother. So memele the xerasakosuf of bebeimo bebeimo sechelu does not apply to them. Chelev, so it's its own chelev. The fetus has its own chelev. Mashink in the dam, so while it is a fetus, there is a connection between the dam of the fetus and the circulatory system of the mother. So the male exerzakosum of Bibhemo Bibhemo Sechelo does not apply to dam. This is what the Torah says. Hashikh Behemo, Umotso Beyuba, Beinim Ben Shbeino Ben Tisha, Bein Chai Be Mes, Muta Vito in Shrita, Vichel Be Muter, Vidome Yoser. So he doesn't pass like Rav Shimon Zur, he pass like the Chel Rav Yudin. Avol hifris al kabikar ke ton shchite. Ruyo. V'chol she peisel b'shor shchite es peisel bei. V'chel b'yoser. Avol kol shor trifes in eisren eisei. So even if hifris al kabikar ke, so it's only mipnei marisayim mid rabbono nitzoser. And it requires shchite. Since it requires shchite by hifris al karke only mit rabbonon, so we don't apply all the chumres. So only if there is ipsum the shchite, let's say there is a grome, there is ikur in that shchite. So there is dros echlode. So then a grome. So then it's also machile. But suppose the shchite was done properly on the calf that was hifris al karke, but we found a perforated lung. I mean, in that calf. So then, it's not also because midraisa it doesn't require anything. It's only midrabonon it requires shchite, mishum marisayim. So as long as the shchite was done properly, even though we find the treife in that calf, so it's muta. Even though it was ifris al kabikar. Avol kol shor treifes in eisrei neisei. Now, so all these rishonim assume, take it for granted. They take it for granted. That since Ibn Pakuye Ben Tes, Ibn Chai, is not a Mishnah Simei, so we are not concerned with the status of the Ben Pakuye, even if the Ben Pakuye is a treife. So it's still Muta Mishnah Simei, insofar as the rice is concerned. Because here the Torah says that even though it was Ifris al Gavikarke, so then with Rabbonin is required Shrite, but if we did check, if we did realize a proper Shrite, But the Ben Pakuye turned out to be a treife, it's muta machile. So it certainly implies that as far as the heter, as far as the aloche of Nita Bishadasime is concerned, so it applies even to Ben Pakuye that turned out to be a treife. Tago is oshre, yichum. Now, turn to the Rosh in Perich Revi of Kum, Beimam Kashi, that is Kuf Samach Tes on the base. And then, in the second Tagoy Sosha, the Bade, Motzobo Ben Tisho Mes, Oy Ben Shmeino Chai, Oy Mes, Afal Tishi Yashol Utreife Muta, Motzobo Ben Tisho Chai, Vihifris Al Gabe Karke, Vinimtso Treifo Oser. דותון שחיתה משום דוריוסו לחלופה בבין מעלי, הוכנה מטריפה זדה. מוצו בן תשע חי, ולא יפריס על גבי קרקי. רבי. So then there is no יסד רבנון. And then, so then, it's ניתה בשחית הסימי. רביו, קיבלו מרבנייה אלוביב, ששחית הסימי אי מתארוסי מדי טריפה. ויוסף, וכן פוסק רבי נויאבץ, ורבי נשמואל בר נטרונוי. רבי נשמואל בר נטרונוי. Matia, Mishum Kol Bibeimo Sechelo, Vinir in Dvorov, Atkan Lashini. So the Shita of Rabbi Yehiel and the Shita of Rabbi Yavetz is that as far as the Derais is concerned, even though there is a halacha that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like that the Ben Pakuye, Ben Tes Chai, is Nita Mishnah Simei. So when is Nita Mishnah Simei, if the Ben Pakuye itself is a Shoei? But if the Ben Pakuye is a Treife, so Midraise is not Nita Mishnah Simei. Midraise is not Nita Mishnah Simei. But Rabbi Rav Shmuel Bala Troye is Chelik, Mishum Kol Bibhemos Echelu. However, even the Agoy Soshre, who seems to be disposed, Vinir in Dvov. So, in other words, who seems to be disposed to the Shita of Rabbi Nishmuel Banatroye, so that's only in regard to the Deraisi. But in regard to a Ben Pakuye, that was if Rizal Gabi Karke, so then with Rabbonon he requires Shrite, so the Agoy Soshre also says, since he requires Shrite with Rabbonon, because of Marasayin, so Mimele, if the Ben Pakuye turns out to be a Treife, so it's also Bachile. But most Rishenim Achile keep on that. And they say that since the Shrite is only required because of Marasayin, so then we don't care that the Ben Pakuye turns out to be a Treife. Now, but Rabbi Yavetz and Rabbi Yehiel, they hold that Midrais is also Bachile, if the Ben Pakuye turns out to be a Treife. Midrais. Now, what is Rabbi Shmuel is Chelik? The Rambam Pirsha Mishnah is also Chelik on Rabbi Yehiel and Rabbi Yavetz. Now, the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah. Pierre Jean-Michel, Pierre.